News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
WCDO and WCDOsports.com coming to you live from Unitego as it's the Unitego Franklin boys hosting Sydney in a MAC rivalry clash here tonight. Of course, it's time for the Butler Auto pregame show brought to you by Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Butler is has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots, right in Sydney, of course. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer overpriced. Mike Butler and the staff wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And I'm joined by Coach Bonskowski for the first time here tonight. Greg Bonskowski back with me again. Seems like it was just last year we blink, and here we are in a new season, Coach. But always fun when Sydney and Unitego, now Unitego Franklin, get together. You know that better than most.
Yeah, I mean, from my years of coaching the Unitego girls, whenever Sydney was on the schedule, seemed to amp everybody's blood pressure up a little bit, and you get excited for these games. You know, this is your rival right down the road. You're not going to find a school that's much closer to Unitego Franklin in the MAC, so it's a big rivalry game.
Whatever, in my years of doing this, whatever either team's record seems to be, you throw it out the window. It always seems to be a good game, competitive, close, even if one team is much better than the other. Again, it seems to not matter. In fact, I just had longtime former Unitego boys basketball coach Jim Knight on, and he was telling a story on my podcast about how the year in 2007, Sydney goes on, the boys win the state championship. He said, there's no way we can beat this team. I'm trying to scout them. I'm trying to come up with any single way to slow the game down. And he said, I would have my guys dribble to half court and stand there, and we would dribble it out. And they did this the whole first half. And at halftime, it was 11-7. He said, we were trying anything to kill the clock. He goes, we end up losing the game by six. But he goes, it was great. So I'm like, there's a year where a team's going to the state championship. You think you can't beat them. You throw something different out there, and you just never know. Unitego, Sydney, you just never know.
Yeah, and that's just, a lot of people don't really understand that, oh, throw the records out of the book. But, like, you know, some schools, when there's this big rivalry like this, it really doesn't matter what your record is the rest of the season. It's how did you do against Sydney,
right?
How did you do against Unitego? So, I mean, I'm a diehard North Carolina Tar Heel fan. If we had two wins the whole year and they were both against Duke, I'd be happy. So
that makes sense.
That's kind of the way it is. And the kids get up for it. The kids seem to play with more energy and passion and enthusiasm when it's your rival. I mean, we have other games like that in other leagues. I mean, you have GMU Morris is close together. You have Skenevis and Worcester is close together in the Tri-Valley. I'm sure there's some in the Delaware League. I don't know if Roxbury, Margaretville is that heated of a rivalry, but these are the type of games you want to be in as a high school athlete. You want to coach in as a high school coach, and as a local sports spectator, these are the games you want to go watch, because, like you said, you never know what's going to happen.
There's another one tonight, Delhi boys hosting Walton. You know, that stems from football, but anytime those teams get together, they want to get after it.
Yep.
So. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Unitego Franklin boys hosting Sydney tonight. I'm Nate Lull for Greg Bonskowski. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. And you can go on, listen on the game audio archive anytime. Again, all courtesy on WCDOsports.com of SFCU. Both teams coming off the floor for their final warm-ups here. Sydney and Unitego Franklin here tonight. Unitego will be in the home white uniforms with that dark green trim. Says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. The Sydney Sabres will be in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim. Says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the chest there. Looks like they will be without the services of their big man here tonight, Jalen Reardon, who is in his street clothes on the bench. We haven't heard anything injury-wise, but will be tough as Unitego Franklin will have the size advantage here tonight, Coach.
Yeah, that certainly will give an advantage to Unitego Franklin, but like we said earlier, you never know.
You never know, that's for sure. We've seen crazier things happen in this gym. So we're going to take a break for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, it'll be MAC boys basketball action. Not a lot of games going on locally tonight, but there are a ton. Pretty much all the MAC boys teams are in action except for Deposit Hancock tonight. So when you're looking for scores later on NateLull.com, it's going to be a lot of MAC boys. And, of course, the Sydney girls are the lone MAC girls team playing tonight as they take on Unadilla Valley. That game is up at UV, and we should have some updates for you from there. So, all right, we'll take a break for the national anthem. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Make your holiday sparkle with a high-interest share certificate at SFCU.
This is the gift that keeps on giving, and you get to pick your term. You choose either a 9, 12, or 15-month term and receive an incredible interest rate of 5.15% APY with a $500 minimum balance or 5.4% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance.
So make your holiday sparkle with awesome share certificate rates and choose your own term, 9, 12, or 15 months.
Don't pass up this extra special gift from SFCU. Stop by one of our 10 convenient branches or open your share certificate at sfcuonline.org.
Watch your money grow this holiday season with SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. SFCU, banking easier.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you tonight on WCDO, as well as WCDOsports.com. And, of course, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo giving up his time on this Friday night to be our producer back in our Main Street studio at WCDO. Starting lineups first for the visiting Sydney Sabres and head coach Tom Morris. They start with sophomore number 3, Grady Loeffler. a junior number 4, Dylan Easton, a sophomore number 10. He's the guy to watch for Sydney, Connor Vandersamen. A sophomore number 14, Deion Taylor, and a sophomore number 15, Jesse Newell. A young starting lineup tonight here for the Sabres. On the other side for Travis Woods and his Unitego Franklin squad, they start with sophomore number 10, Xander Johnson, who is off to an excellent start this season. Freshman number 12, Rashad Keel. Senior number 33, Braden Johnson. Senior number 40, Chase Bertzel. And senior number 42, Reese James. Coach, certainly around the area, we're seeing a lot of younger players coming up to the varsity level at an early age. Is that a numbers thing, a skill thing? What do you see from your athletic director position?
I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. I think, you know, some kids are just really into basketball and they're playing year-round and they're just improving and getting better. So I think that has something to do with it. And I also do think that the numbers game has something to do with it.
So we'll jump it up here at midcourt. Braden Johnson for Unitego Franklin and Dylan Easton of Sydney. Ball tapped out of bounds and will go to Sydney. So the Sabres will have the ball first. And Vandersamen will do the inbounding for Sydney right in front of the Unitego bench. Sydney going left to right on your radio dial to start things off. Vandersamen will work 1-2 Loeffler at the top of the key. Again, Sydney going left to right. Vandersamen has the close eye of the defense here as he's a deadly shooter from outside. Sydney travels far side. Unitego Franklin will get it back. So the Spartans will work it in, and we'll see if their size advantage here tonight can work to their advantage. Unitego Franklin trying to throw that away almost and went off the hands of Vandersamen, who wasn't expecting it out of bounds. We'll stay with the Spartans. Inbound, they go to Braden Johnson. Backdoor cut, Braden to Xander, but he stepped out. And it's going to go back to Sydney as both teams feeling each other out 30 seconds in.
One of those rivalry games.
So Sydney sees some full court pressure here from Unitego Franklin. They look to break it. Sydney coming in off that loss to Oneonta earlier this week on Monday. Three ball in the left corner there for Vandersamen. It is no good. We'll have a whistle on the rebound opportunity.
I think you got a foul on Sydney.
Like a foul there on Jesse Newell on that far side. So the Spartans will get it in. Sydney's showing some full court pressure. Spartans get it down the floor. And here's Reese James trying to split two defenders, lost control of it. And the Sabres will get it back. But now another steal here by Unitego Franklin. James takes it to the hoop, is fouled, cannot get the shot to go. But a couple of strange turnovers here in the early going, and we're scoreless about a minute in.
And you got a second foul there on Jesse Newell here. In less than a minute, he's going to have to come out of the game. And he's one of the, you know, the size factor without Reardon. He looks like one of their bigger players inside. That might be costly for Sydney.
Yeah, he picks up two fouls in pretty much the first 49 seconds of the game. Here's Xander Johnson. Dribbles through two defenders, has his pocket picked by Vandersamen. But as he got the ball, he stepped out of bounds. Stays with Unitego Franklin. And so Xander will look to work it into Braden Johnson on the right elbow. Backs his way down. Tosses it up and in for Braden Johnson. Unitego Franklin coming in off a tough loss on the road against Cooperstown earlier in this week on Wednesday. So they're looking to bounce back. A missed shot there by Sidney. And a long outlet pass finds Reese James. He puts it up and in. And Unitego Franklin leads 4-0. Sidney to the near side. Trying to settle in. Vandersamen splits two defenders, takes it to the rim, and he is fouled. Could not get the shot to go.
Even though he didn't get that shot to go, you mentioned that he's a really good shooter from the perimeter. He missed his first shot on the outside. I like the fact that he didn't settle for that outside shot and drove to the basket. Gets himself to the free throw line. If you can see the ball go through the hoop here, give him some confidence.
Vandersamen to the line. His first shot up and good. For Connor Vandersamen, who had an excellent year as a freshman a year ago on the varsity for Sydney. Second shot coming here for Connor, and this one is up and through. Know he worked on his game very hard on the AAU circuit, played in a lot of three-on-threes over the summer, and it's showing so far this year for him. So it's Unitego Franklin 4, Sydney 2. The early going here in the first quarter. Here's Braden Johnson. Kicks one out. Reese James straightaway three, left it short. Out of bounds going back to the Sabres. You were at that Cooperstown-Unitego-Franklin game, a tough one for the Spartans the other night.
Yeah, it was just a difficult matchup for them. But I thought they did some things that did some things well in that game. I was really impressed with their ability to throw an outlet pass.
Now a steal at midcourt. Here's Rashad Keel going up for a right-handed layup. Tough angle, wouldn't go. And the rebound comes to the Sabres. So we're 2 minutes in. Unitego Franklin with a 4-2 lead on their home floor here against visiting Sydney. Three ball, left side for the Sabres. Off the back rim, Vandersamen into the land of the trees. Gets that rebound as the smallest guy on the court. Vandersamen, left side, bounce pass into the post. Works it back out, pump fakes. Kicks it out. Loeffler straight away long two. In and out. And a rebound underneath is picked up by Deion Taylor. Back out. Vandersamen. Yes. Good possession for Sydney.
But there's evidence of get to the line, see the ball go through the basket, makes his next shot from the perimeter. So nice job by Sydney.
We're tied 4-4. Backdoor pass there for Unitego Franklin is tipped out of bounds by Sydney with 5:23 to go in this opening frame. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight. Glad to have you along. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Spartans with the ball. They get it into Rashad Keel. Far side, Chase Burtzel as Unitego Franklin goes right to left. They're in the white with the green trim. High post pass now for Braden Johnson. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Looking for an outlet. Goes to James. 15 on the shot clock. Tries to go to the far side now for Chase Burtzel. Passes back into the interior for Braden Johnson. He's blocked. Has to find the ball on the floor and then gets tied up. Good interior defense there by the Sabres. Possession arrow keeps it with Sydney, but only four on the shot clock.
Xander. Look for a lob here to Braden. Nope, to the corner.
Xander will get it in, tries to pump one to the interior, stolen away by Dylan Easton. Easton trying to go coast to coast. His shot off the back of the rim. Not even sure how he got it there. Gets his own rebound now. Pulls it down. Vandersamen says, I'll take a three. From the right wing side, it won't go. And a rebound underneath. The jump ball will keep it with the Sabres.
On almost every rebound that Unitego gets defensively, Sydney has been, like I would call, like digging in for the ball. They've done a good job. I think they've got three so far. So Unitego needs to be careful of that.
Sydney gets it in. Here's Vandersamen. Little jab step. Now we'll dish one off for Easton at the top of the key. Back to Vandersamen, and he traveled there. He goes floating through the lane, picked up his foot early. 4.5 to go first quarter. We're tied 4-4 between Sydney and Unitego Franklin. Both teams still kind of struggling to find their way offensively here. Johnson at midcourt. Here's Xander. Splits two defenders, trying to dish one off for Rashad Keel. It gets tipped away, and Sydney with another steal. Here's Vandersamen down the floor on the right side. Stutter steps, goes far side for Loeffler. Now back out to Vandersamen straight away. Easton on the right side in front of the Unitego bench. Back to Vandersamen, splits two defenders and a foul as he got to the left elbow. With 4:10 to go first quarter, we're tied 4-4.
They called that foul on the floor, so even though he went up and shot it, it was not in the act of shooting.
So Sydney will have the ball underneath the hoop. Dylan Easton, the quarterback from the football team, will work it in. Little give and go, back out, straight away, long three here. Will not go down for Sydney. And back the other way for Chase Burtzel. Burtzel with a little stutter step, now will pull it out, lost control of it. Out of bounds, last touch by Sydney with 3:55 to go in this first quarter. And so the Spartans, who I got a chance to watch last weekend against Section 3 powerhouse West Canada Valley, looked very potent on offense at times in that game. They've been silenced so far here tonight for the most part. And now a foul underneath on Sydney as Johnson was dribbling in on the right wing.
Well, Sydney's full court press is bothering them just enough that they're not able to get out in transition and score, but they're also having a hard time getting set up in the half court.
3:47 to go, first quarter. We're tied 4-4. Here's Johnson to the interior from the right low block. His baby hook shot is good.
That was a tough finish.
Braden now with 4 points. Gives Unitego Franklin a 6-4 lead over Sydney with 3.5 to go in this first quarter. Sydney with a pass to the interior. Easton dishing it down low. Now for Deion Taylor. Pump fakes. He's blocked, and Unitego Franklin will come away with it. Xander with a one-handed pass finds Reese James, but he misses the layup on the left side.
That was a great pass in transition there.
Sydney back the other way. Vandersamen for Easton in the corner. Back to Vandersamen. Wants that three. He's got some room and hits it there. And Connor's got 7 points, all seven of Sydney's points. Make it 7-6 for the Sabres over the Spartans with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Xander Johnson back at the UNT Go Spartans logo at midcourt. Finds Chase Burtzel. Right side three, too long. Rebound, weak side for Vandersomit. Wants to take it to the rim. Tapped out of there by Xander Johnson, but he slid and stepped out of bounds. How did he even get to that one, Coach?
I don't know. And it was good up top, but his foot slipped at the last minute and slid out of bounds, or else it would have been a great steal.
Easton will do the inbounding duties here for Sydney. To the right of the hoop. Sydney leading 7-6, hanging tough in this ball game against Unitego Franklin. Vandersomen, little pump fake, throws up another three, buckles on the near side of the rim. Rebound, Braden Johnson. Long outlet pass to Reese James, and he throws it away. Careless with the basketball here for Unitego Franklin. Spartans back across midcourt, trying to set it up. Devin Baker at the top of the key. Baker to the right side for Dylan Easton. Easton pumps one to the interior, back out. Vandersomen, three, yes. 10 points in the first quarter for Vandersomen, and Coach Woods has seen enough. It's 10-6, timeout for Unitego Franklin. Sydney's on top, 2:13 to go first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. 2:13 to go in the first quarter. And it's Sydney leading Unitego Franklin 10-6. All 10 points for the Sydney Sabres coming via Connor Vandersomen. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here. Jim Tomeo is our producer tonight back in our Main Street studios. And now a steal by Sydney. Out of the timeout, Devin Baker is able to grab that ball away. What can the Sabres do with it here? They work one into the right-hand corner, and now a traveling violation here on the Sabres.
On offense, it looks like Unitego is trying to take advantage of their height advantage with Xander Johnson on Connor Vandersomen. They've tried to go inside to him a couple times, but haven't been able to take care of the ball to take advantage of that height advantage.
Chase Burtzel now, left side. Feeds it back to the right. They go to Braden Johnson in the right wing corner. Braden trying to back his man down, looking for some options. Zips one over for Reese James. James back to the top of the key. Dribble drive here for Unitego Franklin. And a traveling violation here on UF. Kelton Ryan is whistled for the infraction. And Sydney will get it back. They're hanging tough here on the road with 1:25 to go here in the first quarter. Baker gets it across midcourt, finds Vandersomen left side. Connor will dish one back off to Baker. Chest pass into the corner. Now to Baker again at the top of the key. Goes Vandersomen, splits two defenders, and he traveled. He saw a gap and tried to sneak into it there and must have shuffled his feet.
I think he took a couple steps before he dribbled there.
1:08 to go in this first quarter. Unitego Franklin, a little slow to start here. They're trying to find a way to hit the gas. Xander Johnson into the paint, lost control of it, finds its way to Reese James, now to Chase Burtzel right side. Spartans with the ball, trying to work it to the interior. Turnaround shot for Braden Johnson. He missed it, but he's fouled with 51 seconds to go first quarter.
Every time he's touched it in the post, Unitego has gotten something productive. So if I was Coach Woods, I think I'd be saying in the timeout or in between quarters here, every time down the court, let's move it around, see if we can get it inside to the big guy and play off of him. He'll either make a move to the hoop or distribute if he gets double-teamed.
Braden hits the first foul shot. He has 5 of Unitego Franklin's 7 points, and it's a 10-7 game. Sydney leading. Mac boys varsity hoops here tonight. Johnson's second shot in and out. Rebound Dylan Easton. Here come the Sabres with 50 seconds to go in this first quarter. Easton to the left side. Into the teeth of the defense. Finds Baker. Working one down low. Little up and under shot. And a foul here on Unitego Franklin with 38 seconds to go in this first quarter. And this will send Sydney to the line with 38 seconds to go in this first quarter. And Sabres with the ball. First shot is off the mark at the line here. Number 23 at the line. We do not have him on our roster. Could be a late call-up from JV, so we will check that out when we get a moment here. But he's the guy who came off the bench for Jesse Newell, who picked up those two fouls in the first 50 seconds of the game. Second shot for Sydney is up and good. Makes it 11-7 now with 35 seconds to go in this first quarter. We're going to check on that as soon as we can. Unitego Franklin with the ball. And here is Xander Johnson at midcourt. Vandersalman right in his shorts there, trying to make it difficult on him. Chase Burtzel for a three left side. It's off the mark to the right and out of bounds, going back to the Sabres with 20 seconds left. First quarter and the shot clock is off. Just the kind of first quarter you would want if you're the Sydney Sabres here in a hostile environment on the road. Sabres with the ball to the left side of the floor. Here is Devin Baker. Baker going to Vandersalman. Wants a three, lets it fly. It's a little short. Rebound Deion Taylor. Little up and under, blocked. Second chance opportunity. And our mystery man again is fouled underneath. With under 1 second left here in the first quarter, he's going back to the line. Sydney is doing a tremendous job rebounding here, Coach.
They are. And if they don't get the rebound and Unitego Franklin gets it, they're trying to, like we talked about earlier, trying to dig it out of there. So if the big guys for Unitego or the guards, it doesn't matter. Whoever gets the rebound, if they don't keep it high, they're putting it right down where Sydney can get it.
First shot at the line is no good here for the Sabres, and a second chance coming. Here's our last shot of the first quarter, and it's good. And that will do it. Unitego can roll it in and try to get a shot off, but there's not enough time. End of the first quarter, Sydney 12, Unitego Franklin 7. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 12-7, Unitego Franklin boys trailing Sydney here as we start the second quarter. UF with two quick shots here as they try to work their way back into this game. Neither will go. Now Xander Johnson, right side three. That's off the mark, and another rebound for Sydney. Long home run pass ahead here for Vandersalman. He keeps it in, tried to tiptoe along the line, but did step out of bounds. Sydney still leading 12-7 here, Coach.
Oh, Unitego got lucky there.
Down the floor here for the Spartans. Again, Unitego Franklin has just been a little bit sloppy with the ball here tonight. As Coach said that, they were trying to get the ball in and and couldn't for a second, got tipped away.
It was thrown in, and the person they were throwing it to wasn't paying attention. They hit him right in the chest, kind of right between the R and the T in Spartan. And they were fortunate to retain possession of the ball.
7:20 to go, second quarter. Sydney, boys, 12. Unitico Franklin, 7. A MAC clash here tonight. Rashad Keel back up near midcourt. Keel has his pocket picked here by Dylan Easton. Easton going in and had it blocked. Sydney wants goaltending here. Ball out of bounds. It's going back to Unitico Franklin. What do you think here, Coach? I'd love to see the replay on that.
No, it was a good block. There wasn't. I mean, he got it before it hit the glass. The coach from Sydney thinks he took it off the glass, but it was a good block. He had it before it hit the glass.
Keel with those long, lanky arms went up and got that one. It looked like Easton was going to have a clear breakaway on it. Good hustle back on defense. And here is Unitico Franklin at midcourt. Xander Johnson steps through and just misses the right-handed layup. Unitico Franklin gets the rebound, kicks it out, and a three here finally falls for Reese James. Makes it 12-10. Is that the spark that UF needs? Well, 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Deion Taylor has the ball go through his hands out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Spartans here early in the second quarter.
And Unitico has changed defenses. The entire first quarter they played a kind of a flat 2-3 zone, and then on occasion they would come out and try to trap the ball handler when he came across half court. To start the quarter here, they're in a 1-3-1.
Spartans with the ball back down the floor. Reese James trying to go to the interior, and he's knocked it away by Jesse Newell. Outlet pass to Connor Vandersomit. Sydney still leading 12-10 early second quarter. Easton, left side three, too strong. Rebound, Braden Johnson. Home run pass ahead. Vandersomit saw it all the way and steals it back for Sydney. Vandersomit to the right side, lost control of it, and now an outlet pass off the steal ahead for Reese James. He lays it up and in. James has got 7 points, and we're tied 12-12. A good little comeback here for UF. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. I think we called it, Coach. Throw the records out. This could be a heavyweight fight here tonight. Sydney with the ball. And Newell has his pocket picked. Rashad Keel going coast to coast, lays it off the glass and in.
Both teams have been really sloppy with the ball. There's lots of turnovers on both sides. You don't know if that's because it's a rivalry game or just, you know, it's the day before Christmas break. So
yeah, that usually plays a factor in things like this. All right, we'll take a break. 5:40 to go, second quarter. UF takes the lead 14-12 over Sydney. We'll be back on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887. For Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. 14-12 our score. And Unitico Franklin has jumped ahead after trailing 12-7 at the end of the first quarter. It's been a good game so far. Both teams trying to settle in, but in terms of entertainment, it's right up there. Now a steal by Unitico, and stolen right back. Boy, both teams just continue to throw it away. A three here for the Sabres. That won't go. Rebound for Unitico Franklin. Trying to take it the length of the court. We got a foul, and count the bucket here for Jacob Sargent.
Yeah, nice, strong finish there by Sargent.
Somehow he was able to get that shot to go up and in. Pretty incredible. And so this will send Jacob Sargent to the line with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. And UF leading 16-12 after a slow start, with Sydney leading most of that first quarter. Sargent at the line hits it. The old-fashioned three-point play is good. Makes it UF 17 and Sydney 12. Sabres with the ball to the left side. They go to Vandersom, and they need some of his magic right now. He's closely guarded at the moment. Let's see if they can hang on to him. Easton into the left corner now, looking for Kyle Smith. Back up top for Grady Loeffler. tries to split the defense and again stolen away. UF back down the floor with Sargent, and he's fouled as he takes it to the rim. He's a pull in there, but it's working.
With the exception of the ball going in there, that almost looked like an instant replay.
4:50 to go in the second quarter. Sydney has gone cold here to start this second frame. 4:50 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Sargent back at the line. Can't get the first shot.
Unitigo's change of defense to the 1-3-1 has really kind of neutralized Sydney's offense. Against the 1-3-1, you're going to have openings at the top and in the corners, and they haven't done that. I would look to see if they can get Connor open in one of the baseline corners.
Second shot here for Sargent is no good. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Sydney. What makes the 1-3-1 so difficult sometimes for an offense to execute against?
Well, you got somebody up at the top of the key or a little bit extended, and then you got people that are spread out at foul line extended. So, like I said, there's really only four spots that are open, so those aren't spots that you usually go to a lot.
Vandersalman gets tied up, is able to dish the ball off, and then we'll have a foul on UF.
And some teams, I mean, the corner on the baseline is open. Some teams, when it goes to the corner, they'll automatically trap it with the guy on the bottom, and the wing will drop down. So it's not a defense that you see as often. I think it's a more popular defense back in the day.
Yes.
But if it's played correctly, it can really work.
Sydney with the basketball, again going left to right. They're in the maroon with the white trim. Unitigo Franklin is in the white with the green trim. Sabres with the ball. And they'll pass one to the interior for Jesse Newell through his hands, and a rebound and a steal, I should say, for Chase Burtzel. Ahead now for Braden Johnson to Reese James. He wants that three in the corner, left it short. Rebound by Vandersalman, who again goes into the land of the trees, comes out with that ball. Left side, Vandersalman, NBA range three. It's a moon ball. Missed the shot. Then we got a rebound and a foul underneath.
That's going to be three on Newell for Sydney.
Boy, Newell just cannot catch a break underneath. And so he's going to have to come to the bench. We did find out during the break that our mystery Sydney player is Aiden O'Connor, pulled up from the JV as a sophomore. I'm guessing because of some of the injuries that they've had on the varsity bench. So here is Xander Johnson back down the floor. 3:55 to go, second quarter. UF boys leading 17-12 here over Sydney tonight at the U. Jacob Sargent feeding one far side for Xander Johnson, who is still scoreless, believe it or not. Xander dishing one off for Braden Johnson. His older brother takes it inside and is fouled, and Braden's going to go back to the line.
Good execution there by Unitigo Franklin. They ran an old favorite play of mine, shuffle, and they were able to get it inside to Braden, and he's able to draw the foul and get to the line.
So Braden, first shot at the line, is up and good. Of course, Coach Woods spent how many seasons working with you?
Two seasons.
Over at GMU, so I'm sure he's got a couple of the plays in the old playbook.
But you also referred back to Coach Knight on your podcast, and he was Coach Woods' varsity coach, and at that time I was the girls' coach, so we shared plays back and forth all the time. So that's an oldie but a goodie for Coach Woods.
Johnson goes 2-for-2 at the line, and now a steal for Unitigo Franklin. Going right back to Braden, wants to go to the interior, and this time he travels with 3:28 to go in the second quarter, and UF leading 19-12. Sydney will get the ball back. It's funny you mentioned Coach Knight again on his podcast, which I just released pretty much this morning. You can find that on natelull.com or wcdosports.com. We talked a lot about 1-3-1 and what he likes to use and not use and all those things. So if you're an offense and defense junkie, it'll be a good episode to listen into. Three ball here for Sydney in the corner. This time they find some room with Grady Loeffler, and he hits it. That was a big basket there for Sydney. Cuts the lead for UF back to 19-15. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Pass to the high post for Braden Johnson. Dribbles down low. Tries to chuck one into the interior off a leg of Sydney and out of bounds. And so the Spartans will have the ball on the near side, left wing, in front of the Sydney bench. Burtzel will get it in. They go to Xander Johnson, who, again, has been quiet here in terms of offense for Unitigo Franklin so far. They go to Braden on the interior. Stops at the right low block. Has to pump one back out. Xander, straightaway three. Yes. Rattles it home there for UF.
You just needed to say he was quiet.
We'll have to look at halftime. on my top scorer sheet, but I believe he's averaging 17, 18 a game right now. So for him to just have his first bucket, it seemed very quiet. Unitego Franklin leading 22-15 with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Xander Johnson, right side. Passes to the interior. Jacob Sargent, who's been a big spark off the bench. This time he steps out of bounds. It goes back to the Sabres.
He just tried to go through the kid instead of around him on that one.
He is a football guy at heart.
He was successful, but...
2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Only 3 points in this second quarter for the Sydney Sabres. Trying to add to it here. A straightaway three is off the mark. Rebound underneath by Aiden O'Connor. Back out Vandersalman, who has 10 points here for Sydney. He's double-teamed in the corner, is able to work its way out of there. Vandersalman, in front of the UF bench, passes to the interior, but the shot is missed by the Sabres. Back ahead now for Unitego Franklin. Reese James takes it inside. A five-footer on the left side, no good, but he's fouled with a 1:37 to go second quarter.
Even though Xander only has the 3 points, he hasn't been forcing anything. Been playing unselfishly, getting his team organized. And he's one of those kids I think that's capable of scoring in a bunch.
He could certainly still catch his average in the second half. Reese James rattles his shot in and out. Leading scorers so far, 7 apiece for Braden Johnson and Reese James for UF, and then 10 on the other side for Sydney's Connor Vandersalman.
All of those were in the first quarter.
Second shot here for Reese James. In and out, rebound. Xander Johnson puts it up, and he missed it. Second chance, gets it back, missed it again. Deion Taylor underneath, hurt on the play here for Sydney. He's slow to get up. Looks like he caught an elbow with 90 seconds to go in this second quarter. Appears to be okay. Dylan Easton is going to go back in here for Sydney. It's been a war on the interior. And Taylor took the brunt of it there. With 1:29 to go here in the second quarter, it's Unitego Franklin 22 and Sydney 15. Inbounds pass, Xander wants to take it to the interior again, cannot get the finger roll to go, and Easton now will come away with the basketball. Ahead for Vandersalman, right side, stutter steps, and let's see, he's going to have a foul on the Spartans.
I thought he was going to call a carry.
I thought so, too.
He has that little hesitation dribble where he kind of keeps the ball up, and then he puts it down.
Sydney with the ball right in front of the Unitego Franklin bench. They'll work it into Easton. Far side, Vandersalman just gets it in time before Bertzel got there to steal it away. Sabres setting it up. Easton, right side, three off a good pass. Missed it. Ball loose underneath, and UF will come away with it with a minute to go here in the second quarter. Spartans working it down the floor. Xander Johnson almost had it taken away there by Vandersalman. Reese James to the interior. Off the glass, no. Off-balance shot. Vandersalman with the outlet pass. Wants to go right to the rim. Lays it up and in. And Vandersalman's got 12 points with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 22-17. UF leading the Sydney boys. Bertzel to the right side. Now we'll go to Xander Johnson. And he is fouled there by Devin Baker. And I feel like part of Xander's struggles tonight is Sydney has really been up on him physically on defense.
Yes, they have. But that was a really bad foul. That was a head-scratcher for the coach. That's why coaches don't have hair. There's 22 seconds left. But Unitego was above the three-point line without any attacking. I bet you there was about 10 seconds on the shot clock, and he fouled them not once, but I think three times
before
the ref called it.
Xander misses the first shot at the line, second one coming. And he hits the second one. So Xander now with 4 points. Makes it UF 23, Sydney 17. 15 seconds to go, second quarter. We'll have some updates for you on the out-of-town scoreboard during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. 8 seconds left. Sydney holding for the last shot. Easton working one back out. Baker with a straightaway three. Banks it in. Devin Baker. The bank is open late cuts it to a three-point game at the half. Coach, what a shot there.
As we said in the pregame, you never know here. Rivalry game, strange things happen.
My goodness, a running bank shot from the top of the key, and he gets that to go.
And it wasn't even at an angle that you normally would bank a shot in.
Somehow it just finds the glass and finds the bottom of the net. So, wow, big-time shot there for Sydney, and they only trail by three at the half. It's 23-20. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report when we come back. Unitico Franklin boys on top of Sydney at the break. Happy holidays, everybody. From Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. See you in a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Second half just underway. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Unitico Franklin gets an early bucket from Jacob Sargent to push the lead to 25-20 to start this third quarter. And now a foul on the Sydney Sabres. Again, Sydney leading by five with 7:10 to go here in the third quarter. And so this will be Xander Johnson on the baseline to the right of the hoop looking to work it in. They go inside. Xander finds Braden. Turn around. He gets tied up. Traveling violation here on Unitico Franklin back to Sydney.
It was obvious coming out of the break that Sydney had worked on an offense against the 1-3-1. They now have Connor Vandersom running the baseline. So they're kind of attacking a 2-1-2 fashion, but Connor's running the baseline. He's got two good looks early.
Sydney with a shot in the corner, in and out, and then it was tipped on the rebound, up and in. Give credit to Deion Taylor. I don't think anybody actually shot that. It was like a volleyball tip, but it goes in. It's 25-22. 6:40 to go, third quarter. Unitico Franklin going inside, and there's Braden Johnson, and he finishes this time. He's got nine. Makes it 27-22, 6.5 to go in the third. Sydney with the ball, a three in the corner, drilled it there for Grady Loeffler, and he's got 6 points. Back to a two-point game, 27-25. Sydney not going anywhere. And down the floor here for Xander Johnson. They finally get Vandersom for kind of riding him on the hip. Down that left side is Sydney playing defense as Unitico Franklin goes left to right.
That's his second. That'll be something to keep an eye on to see if he picks up a quick third.
Unitico Franklin again in the white with the green trim going left to right. Little give and go. Finding Xander Johnson, and he scores off the look there from Jacob Sargent. Nice play.
If I was Coach Woods, I would think about going back to that isolation that they tried to do in the first half but weren't successful with there to see if he could pick up a third.
It's 29-25. Sydney with another three left side as they now go right to left. Missed it, but the ball is on the floor. Deion Taylor falling on it off that miss from Devin Baker. And Coach Morris is able to call a timeout. 5:57 to go in the third. We'll step away. Unitico Franklin boys leading Sydney 29-25. Here in the third quarter on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Just under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Welcome back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. Also, to anybody listening out there on WCDOsports.com, it's all brought to you by SFCU. We're glad to have you along. Here is Sydney with the ball. Vandersom and a floater in the paint. He got it to go. Tough shot there for Connor. Back to a two-point game, 29-27. Coming up on 5.5 to go in this third quarter. Good game here between these MAC rivals. Braden Johnson almost had it stolen away there, but the Zebra crew calls a foul to bail him out.
Yeah, Sydney wanted to steal.
every time that it seems like Unitego Franklin is going to be able to push away, Sydney finds a way to get a bucket. So the Spartans will get it in. Here's Xander Johnson in the backcourt. Xander to the right side. Through the teeth of the defense, a little give and go. Tries a corner three there. It's off the front of the rim. Ball is loose. Vandersamen comes away with it. Vandersamen in traffic. A little Euro step here off the front of the rim. They wanted a foul. They won't get it. UF with a rebound. Back the other way. Reese James kicks it out. Xander. And takes it in and off the glass. An old school shot, I would call it, there from Xander. He gets it to go.
Kind of like a one-foot running floater off the glass.
I feel like guys wouldn't use the glass there in today's game, but he does. And UF leads 31-27. Now a steal by Reese James. He tries to go coast-to-coast. Missed it. Vandersamen a rebound. And, boy, Vandersamen is everywhere. Connor wants an NBA range three and buries it right in front of the student section and gives them a little glare to boot. He's got 17. 31-30. That was a moon ball from Wells Bridge, and he hit it. 4:25 to go here in the third. One-point game. Ball tapped at midcourt. Xander Johnson gets it back. Into the corner now for Braden. Tries to feed one across for Chase Burtzel. Last touch by him. Out of bounds and going back to the Sabres, and they have the momentum right now.
I think Chase thought that Braden was going to shoot that, so he was getting in position to get a rebound.
Wow, what a turn of events here as Sydney just continues to hang around. One-point game. They could take the lead on this possession, possibly. 4:10 to go in the third. Vandersamen, right side. Splits two defenders, but lost it. Stolen away by Jacob Sargent. And he tries to dig it to the rim, and he's fouled on the way in by Grady Loeffler. And you know, when Jacob Sargent has that ball, he's going to the rim. You better get out of his way.
Yeah. I like the change in the lineup, too. Coach Woods noticed that I think Sargent gave him a boost off the bench. He had some energy and some enthusiasm, and he got the start here in the second half.
Good pass by Xander to find Braden at the left low block. He missed the shot, though. And on the rebound, Deion Taylor is able to grab it, and then a foul underneath on UF on Sargent. Give some credit to Deion Taylor. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's been working his butt off inside and getting a lot of rebounds, going toe-to-toe there with Braden Johnson. 3:55 to go in the third, a one-point game. As Unitego Franklin leading Sydney, here's Vandersamen to the interior, and he's fouled at the left low block. Boy, it's like he's got springs in his shoes sometimes and finds his way into the teeth of the defense there and is fouled. So Vandersamen's going to go to the line. I saw him this summer playing in the men's division, the adult men's division of Gus Macker in Ithaca, and just having a good time. Well, someone asked me to play. I thought I'd play. He's just that type of kid. He'll play anywhere, anytime. Doesn't matter who's out there, and he's got a smile on his face.
That's how you become a good player. Have that ball in your hand as much as possible. Get shots up.
I don't think the old guys like chasing them around very much either. It was fun to watch. Vandersamen goes one out of two. He's got 18 right now. 3:45 to go here in this third quarter. We got a good one on our hands. It's a busy night for the Mac boys. Do have a Sydney girls update for you as well in just a second. Next break that we get, we'll pass it along. Steal here by Sydney as UF tried to go to the interior. Vandersamen, left side three in transition, buried it. 21 points for Vandersamen now, and Sydney takes the lead 34-31. You cannot leave him open. Reese James with the ball, down low for Rashad Keel, lost it. Jesse Newell stuck his mitts in there, and he got the basketball. Vandersamen's feeling it now, too. He's got it on the right side. Thought about it, jab steps through the defense, throws one up, and oh, it almost went in on a Dr. J finger roll. Back the other way, Reese James chases the ball to the left corner. Trying to go to Braden Johnson, and he's double-teamed. He got knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with the Spartans. Our out-of-town score update, Sydney girls are up at Unadilla Valley tonight. Sydney leading 25-23 at the break in that MAC contest. Ball out of bounds. Unitego Franklin got it in. Somebody stepped on the line. It's going back to the Sabres here, Coach.
Unitego Franklin just got to settle down. The last three possessions, they haven't even gotten a shot at the basket. It's just been turnovers. They got to take care of the basketball and just execute offense.
Sydney with the ball. Going right to left. Again, they're in the maroon with the white trim. You can throw the records out when these two teams get together. Vandersomen, right side, three, died on the front of the rim. It wouldn't go. Jacob Sargent is able to pull down the rebound with 2.5 to go in the third. A three-point ball game. Sydney leading 34-31. Braden Johnson somehow gets it to Rashad Keel down low, and he finishes. And Keel's got 4 points. We're back to a one-point game, 34-33.
Did he get an assist for that pass?
I know. It was another volleyball-type tip. Almost like a set. Vandersomen, straightaway three. It's a long two for Vandersomen, they're saying. Foot was on the line. He's got 23. Coach Woods incensed that they continue to leave Vandersomen open for these shots.
Not that trip, but the one previous. He had the ball out on the wing on the perimeter, and the Unitico Franklin defender came out to guard him and then just stepped away. He didn't even have a hand up, and he shot. Unitico Franklin was fortunate that he didn't make that one, too.
We'll take a break as Unitico takes a timeout. Sydney leads 36-33 late in the third on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Some Taylor Swift playing here. Got all the Christmas music, Coach. We were discussing that. It's become a popular thing at games now this time of the year.
I don't ever remember it, at least not when I was a kid.
This year I've seen teams warming up in ugly sweaters and the whole nine yards. Very festive. Here's Vandersomen. Right out of the timeout, he fires one. It won't go. He gets his own rebound, pulls up from 12, and that won't go down. And Deion Taylor got nailed again on the rebound. He's going, what the heck do I have to do here? As he's been battling inside with some big guys. And he's going to come over to the bench again. Coach Morris is kind of cracking up as they try to get him down to the end of the bench here. Hope that he's all right. 1:43 to go in the third. It's 36-33. It's Sydney leading Unitego Franklin in what's been a good back-and-forth game here. So the Spartans will bring it down the floor here with Xander Johnson. Going to need a big fourth quarter from him, but he throws it away. And back down the floor here for Sydney. I should say they're going to need a good end of the third and a whole fourth quarter from him there. Ball out of bounds, going to stay with Sydney. 1:27 to go here in the third. Baker with the ball in front of the student section on the far side. Works it in. Vandersomen to the far side looking for Grady Loeffler. Now to Aiden O'Connor. The JV call up here. Gives one back to Baker. He thought about pulling that three, but thinks better of it. Goes to Vandersomen. Far side to the high post. Gets it back. Little give and go. They go down low for Newell, and he scores. First bucket of the game for Jesse Newell, who's been in foul trouble most of the night. Sydney, one of their biggest leads at 38-33, with 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. They throw it away yet again. It's been careless here tonight with the basketball for Unitego Franklin. Sydney's got a chance to really balloon this lead up, Coach, as they lead 38-33 late in the third.
Yeah, as a coach here with this five-point lead, you want to use the shot clock. You don't have to take it all the way down, but let's get a good shot. We're not supposed to be in the lead, maybe, and we're up five. Hey, let's get a good look.
Sabres with the basketball. They go to the interior. They get a good look from the middle of the paint for Grady Loeffler. He's got 8 points. Makes it 40-33. Biggest lead of the game here for Sydney. Reese James, left side, tries to pass down low for Chase Burtzel. Too far in front of him. And out of bounds it goes. Back to Sydney. And UF is just not on the same page here tonight. Here is Devin Baker over the midcourt timeline. Now to Van der Salmon, front of his own bench. Sidney going right to left. Van der Salmon with 23 so far here tonight through three quarters. 15 seconds left in this third frame. They try to pass down low. It's knocked away by Unitigo. Here is Braden Johnson at midcourt. Gets it to Jacob Sargent. Inside, shot won't go. Rebound for Braden. Missed it. Now to Van der Salmon. Half court heave for him. No. Three quarters in the books. It's Sidney on top, 40-33 over Unitigo Franklin. Fourth quarter coming up. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sidney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sidney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sidney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to start the fourth quarter. Braden Johnson with a two. And so that cuts it to 40-35. A miss by Sidney. Now back down the floor here. Xander Johnson is going to get bumped into there, and a foul on Sidney. Going to be on Van der Salmon, his third, I believe, right here, Coach. It's a five-point game.
That's his third.
So at the end of the third, the Sidney boys heading to the fourth with that 40-33 lead. Now it's 40-35. Sargent gets whistled for an over-the-back. Sidney will have the ball here 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Good game here tonight between the Sabres and Unitigo Franklin. Van der Salmon on the left side. Tries to go to the interior. Knocked out of there by Xander Johnson. Long home run ball ahead here for Reese James. He's somehow able to track it down and put it in.
There's that outlet pass I talked about at halftime.
And just like that, it's back to a three-point game. 40-37. Sidney is on top of Unitigo Franklin. Now a kick off the leg of Braden Johnson.
And Unitigo has left the zone defense. It looks like they're playing man-to-man.
Coach Woods almost saying to his guys, okay, it's crunch time now. 7 minutes left. Let's see what you got. Can you make this comeback? Going man-to-man. So 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's going to be an over and back now on Sidney. And they've started in with the silly turnovers. And so UF will get the ball back. And here is Xander Johnson across midcourt to Reese James on the right side. And now it's taken back here by Sidney. Aiden O'Connor with a steal. O'Connor down the right side. Works one back to the top of the key for Devin Baker. Setting up the offense for Sidney there in the maroon with the white trim. 6:40 left. Sidney leading 40-37. Baker couldn't hold on to it. And now it's taken back by Unitigo Franklin. Reese James in the paint. The jumper in and out. Rebound on the floor. Last touch by Unitigo Franklin going back to Sidney. Both teams turning the heat up a little bit on defense here. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here. Should be a great one the rest of the way here in this MAC matchup. Easton across midcourt. Sidney going right to left. Here's Baker on the left side. Baker gets around his man into the defense, leaving one for Jesse Newell. Shot won't go. It's short. And a big-time rebound for Braden Johnson. Ahead now for Xander. Through the teeth of the defense, and he scores. Xander Johnson's up to 10. Timeout, Unitego Franklin. It's a one-point game. Sydney 40, UF 39. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. A one-point game here. It's going to go down to the wire between Sydney and Unitego Franklin boys. Live from the U tonight, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Sydney holding on to this one-point lead, 40-39. Both teams got to take care of the basketball down the stretch. The common theme tonight has been ugly turnovers. Vandersamen, left side, stripped of the ball, out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Sabres. Vandersamen with 23 to lead Sydney.
He's got a shadow, though, in this quarter.
Vandersamen gets it in, and he tries a fadeaway three in the corner. Missed it. Rebound. Jump ball is going to keep it with Sydney. Yeah, what will Coach Woods do? How can he stop Vandersamen from taking this game over for Sydney? With 5:45 to go here in this fourth quarter. Jesse Newell gets the inbounds pass, goes to Vandersamen. To the left side, Vandersamen wanted another step back. Instead goes to Newell for a long two in and out. Rebound, Xander Johnson.
Ooh, there's four.
A foul on Vandersamen. And that was a silly one. He bumped him when he didn't need to. Right in front of his own bench. And Vandersamen frustrated.
Got to be careful now.
He's really got to be careful. They need him down the stretch. 5:25 to go, fourth quarter, and now a foul on Jesse Newell, and this is going to be four or five on him.
And Sydney has gone to man-to-man here, so that foul trouble is even more apparent.
Fourth foul here on Newell. Interesting move here by the Sydney Sabres. 5:23 to go in the fourth. Xander Johnson inbounds, finds Bertzel for three, no. And then underneath, going to be a foul on Unitego, Franklin.
Only the second on Braden. That was a phenomenal rebound he had down there.
Yes, it was.
Minutes ago.
Yes,
sorry
it was.
Sorry for interrupting you there.
Sydney back down the floor with Dylan Easton. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's a one-point game, 40-39. Sydney on top by a point. Baker straightaway three, and he's fouled. Going to be on Braden Johnson, his third. A side-winding shot there from Baker. We'll send him to the line for three. The rotation on his ball is crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't look like everybody else. It's a little strange.
Coach Woods not pleased.
He wants an illegal screen set. Or illegal screen call on a Sydney player.
Baker's first shot at the line is no good. Baker with 3 points so far on that banked-in three to end the first half. Second shot coming here for Baker is off the mark. He's 0 for 2. Third one coming. The foul might pay off here. Deion Taylor coming back in. Aiden O'Connor to the bench.
The foul was on Braden Johnson, so now he has three.
So Johnson's going to have to be careful. Third shot, Baker goes 0 for 3 at the line. Tough there for the Sabres. Back down the floor, Xander Johnson. Unitego in the white with green trim going left to right. Braden wants to take it to the interior. Missed the left-handed layup. Back the other way for Sidney. Dylan Easton will pull it out. Sidney still leading 40-39. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. Going to be Baker. Fans really starting to get into it here in this one-point game. What a way to go into the holiday break here. A battle between Sidney and Unitego Franklin. Here is Dylan Easton. Comes off a screen. Kicks one out. 10 on the shot clock. Deion Taylor for three. And he's got it.
No
makes
time.
It 43-39.
Don't need to panic.
Xander Johnson for three. Trying to answer. In and out. Braden with a rebound. Puts it up. Missed the chippy. And Taylor with another rebound. And then he's fouled underneath by Jacob Sargent. With 4:07 to go here in the fourth. Coach Morris pumping his guys up here. As Sidney in a good position here, leading 43-39, but still a lot of time left. Sidney will walk it down the floor here with Vandersamen. Chance of defense from the Unitego Franklin student section. Vandersamen, left side, into the corner. A three ball here is good. It's raining threes for Sidney. Grady Loeffler hits that one. He's got 11. And Sidney's got the lead 46-39 over Unitego Franklin. 3:50 left in the fourth. We'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sidney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sidney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sidney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sidney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sidney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sidney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 46-39. Sidney boys leading Unitego Franklin. UF with the ball. Going left to right. They bring it down the floor. Spartans looking for a bucket here. This is a big possession, and they throw it away. Unitego Franklin wanted a body, a foul in on the inside as Braden Johnson was being double-teamed. They don't get it, and Sidney gets the ball back. Here's Easton. They go to Vandersamen. He traveled. Stutter stepped as he got that ball at the foul line, and it goes back to UF with 3.5 to go in the fourth. Can the Spartans pull off a miracle and get back in this game? Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sidney. Here's Bertzel into the paint. A floater won't go. Jacob Sargent with a rebound. Pulls it back out. They got a fresh shot clock to deal with. Into the corner, Braden Johnson left a three ball well short. Rebound for Sidney. Coach Morris pleading with his guys to slow down here for Sidney. With 3 minutes left, Vandersamen, top of the key, steps in, tries to shoot. It's blocked by Xander. Xander Johnson back down the floor here for Unitego Franklin. Into the paint, pull-up jumper is good. Big bucket there for Xander Johnson, and he's got 12. 46-41 with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Chance of defense from the student section. Dylan Easton over midcourt to the right side. Lost control of the ball. It's out of bounds, and it's going to Unitego Franklin with 2:35 left.
Boy, Sargent has really played big here for Unitego Franklin tonight.
He's played well on defense, just scrappy. Xander Johnson at midcourt right on that Spartans logo. To the right side, finding Chase Bertzel. Pass to the interior, and now a foul. Braden Johnson was fouled there on the right low block.
Is that going to be four on Newell, or is that five?
That's going to be five if it's on Newell. So yeah, Newell is going to foul out here. Those two early ones hurt him. Aiden O'Connor, the sophomore call-up from JV, is back in. 46-41 our score. Sydney boys leading Unitico Franklin on the road. UF gets it in. They go to Reese James, top of the key. Now to Xander Johnson. Stutter steps down low, kicks it out. Long shot here is no good for Unitico. Jacob Sargent couldn't haul it in. Now a traveling violation on Deion Taylor and a technical foul. 2:11 to go in the fourth. He was frustrated about the call and spiked the ball. And that's going to be a tee. What a chance here for UF, and you could see it coming.
And, you know, he caught it, and I think he didn't think he had a good angle, and there were two Unitico Franklin defenders there. He tried to make the right play, but he traveled. And he was upset that he traveled. He was trying to, you know, not force the turnover, and then he turned it over, and then his emotions just got the best of him.
Xander to the line, hits the first one.
This could be a big swing.
This could be huge here for Unitico Franklin, getting some free points. Oh, he only goes one out of two. And Kirsten, 46-42 with 2:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. They do get the ball, though.
But a bucket here of any kind turns it into a one-possession game.
UF slowly trying to chip away at this.
Another thing to look at here is both teams are in the bonus. And without the one-and-one rule, it's the double bonus. So for the rest of the game, any foul, both teams will shoot two shots.
Spartans with the ball. They'll get it in. They go to Xander. As Unitico goes left to right, we got a whale of a ball game here. Should be a great finish with 2 minutes left. Braden Johnson, the big man, on the right side. Goes to Jacob Sargent. Into the paint. Got stripped. Here comes Sydney back the other way. Dylan Easton will chase it into the corner and now wisely pull it out. That's a good move here for Sydney with a buck 50 left. Easton going to Deion Taylor, far side. Timeout taken by Sydney. The Sydney Sabres lead 46-42 on the road here at Unitico Franklin. For Greg Vonskowski, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us, everybody. A great game here tonight. Sydney boys leading 46-42 on the road at Unitico Franklin. No matter how this game ends up, stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Sydney with the ball right now in front of the student section. Going it right to left with a buck 46 left. Can the Sabres pull off a big win on the road here going into the holiday break? Chance of defense from this Unitico crowd. Vandersommet straight away. He's got 23 points into the corner. Three ball here for Sydney. Won't fall. Shot there was from Devin Baker. Rebound for Unitico Franklin. 90 seconds left. Outlet pass here to Xander Johnson. Into the paint. Takes it to the rim and scores. Xander with 15, and it's a two-point game, 46-44, 1:15 left. Dylan Easton walking it up the floor to the left side, splits two defenders, dishes one off, into the corner now for Grady Loeffler. Loeffler into the defense, he's caught up in the paint, the ball's taken away. Xander Johnson comes out of the pile with it for UF. Johnson to the right side for Reese James, and he travels. With 55 seconds left on his pump fake, he traveled.
Okay, so Unitico does not need to foul. Still time to play good defense and get a stop.
Timeout taken here by Sydney with 55 seconds left. We'll step away for 30 seconds. After this, if we get some more timeouts, we'll probably keep it. But this time we'll step away. Two-point game. Sydney leads 46-44 on the road at Unitego Franklin. We'll be back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. An out-of-town score to give you. Sydney girls pull away from UV. That was a two-point game at the half, 71-40. Ava Srigliano with 25 tonight for Sydney. Nayla Miley with 12. Michaela Bales with 11. So a big win for the Sabres on the girls' side tonight. All right, Coach, 55 seconds left. Sydney with the ball here, leading 46-44.
So I think Sydney's going to try to get the ball to Connor Vanderstammen, and I think Unitego's going to try to keep him from getting the ball. Remember, both teams, any foul there, it's a shooting foul.
Sydney will get it in. They go to the JV call-up, Aiden O'Connor. O'Connor finding Deion Taylor. On the left side, they get it to Vanderstammen somehow. Takes it inside, misses the left-handed layup. Great the other way. 40 seconds left. Xander to the hoop, and it's a charge. He missed the shot, but a charge was taken there by Sydney. Trying to see who took it. Maybe Dylan Easton. He was the first to jump out of the pile. I missed who took that charge. But Sydney gets the ball back. 38 seconds left. They lead by two. And then Reese James gets called for a reach in here as Vanderstammen brought it up the floor with 36 seconds left. And this will send Vanderstammen to the line. He's got 23 tonight, but he's been quiet the last couple of minutes. Some big foul shots coming here for Connor Vanderstammen. And he cannot get the first one to go. That's big.
That one didn't look very confident. Looked a little anxious.
Second one coming here for Connor Vanderstammen. At the line, the leader for the Sydney squad. One is good.
That one was much better.
24 for Vanderstammen, a three-point lead for Sydney over Unitego Franklin, 47-44 with 30 seconds left. They go inside. They find that Braden Johnson, he missed the left-handed layup. And then fouls on the rebound. Boy, what a turn there. That could have been a one-point game. Braden misses the shot, and then the foul is going to send Sydney to the line at the other end. With 25 seconds left. And Braden certainly upset with himself.
Still a lot of time left. A lot of time.
And JV call up Aiden O'Connor at the line here. His first shot is no good.
And Sydney choosing not to put someone on the line, maybe to avoid an over-the-back foul, but that will almost guarantee that Unitego gets the rebound.
Second shot for O'Connor. Is in and out. Rebound for Unitego Franklin. They still trail by three. 22 seconds left. Here's Xander Johnson, and a timeout is taken at the top of the key. So we'll keep it right here, Coach. 21 seconds left. Let's set the scene. Sydney leads 47-44. 21 seconds left. What's your philosophy here on 2 versus 3?
I think you got to know your personnel. Know if you've got a really good shooter, a kid you trust in the clutch to make a 3. I don't know. Part of me thinks if you take a 3 and miss, and foul, the game might be over. If you get a 2, geez, are you going to have enough time? I think with the 2, you extend the game longer and you have more of a chance. So let's say you score a 2 and now it's 47-46. You play good pressure defense and you try to foul. Now you send him to the line. One other thing to keep in mind, though, in boys basketball, when that ball goes through the hoop in the last minute of play, the clock does not stop. In girls basketball, the clock stops. So that, I don't know. I think I probably would look for a 3, and then, hey, if it's not there, let's get a quick 2.
Let's see what UF decides to do. They get it into Reese James at midcourt, trying to go down low for Braden Johnson. Now back to Xander, takes it to the interior and missed the right-handed layup. Another point-blank look. He missed it. Sydney with a rebound. Dylan Easton is fouled with 8 seconds left. You can't draw it up much better than that. He just couldn't finish.
I think on both of those shots, they were both expecting to get fouled. And they kind of just, when the contact didn't come, they were kind of surprised. But two good drives to the basket there. Again, still not over.
Here's Dylan Easton to the line with 8 seconds left. And the first shot is good. That's a big one there for Sydney. Dylan Easton, his first points of the night. Second shot coming. And Dylan missed it. 4-point game. Down the floor here for Xander. He's going to try to go for two, and he scores with 4 seconds left, and he's fouled, and he's going to go to the line here. So Xander now with 17.
So
did they count that bucket?
Yes.
And he's going to go to the line, so it's 48-46. They haven't put that two up on the board yet, correct? 4.3 seconds left. Xander's going to go to the line. So a timeout's going to be taken here. With 4.3 left, Unitico's going to take a timeout. We are going to step away for 30 seconds here. Should be a two-point game. 4 seconds left when we come back. Xander Johnson at the line here on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, 4.3 seconds left. Sydney boys lead 48-46. We're in a timeout. Unitego Franklin will be at the line with Xander Johnson trailing by two. Coach and I have been talking about during the break, do you try to make it? Do you try to miss? Let's see what Unitego Franklin decides to do here with Xander at the line.
Unitego Franklin does have the height advantage, so.
So they're going to put Braden Johnson down low as well as Jacob Sargent, two of their better rebounders.
I would say, by the way, Xander is lining up that he's going to miss it. I can tell by his feet, maybe.
4.3 left. He puts it up and scores. So he's got 18. Sydney trying to pass it long here. They get it in, and it's going to be a foul on Xander Johnson with 2.9 left. So it's a one-point game, 48-47. Sydney on top. And going to the line now is Grady Loeffler. Dylan Easton using that quarterback arm to get that long pass down the floor.
Now it's two shots, but again, Sydney's putting nobody at the line.
First shot here is up and good for Grady Loeffler. He's got 12.
Even if he makes this, a three puts it in the OT. That's a violation.
Oh,
that's
a wow. They're going to let him redo this here?
Why?
He dribbled it off his foot, and they're going to give him a second chance. He missed it. UF with a rebound. Down by two. A three at the buzzer. No, no good. And Sydney escapes 49-47. Xander with a look from half court that hit the rim. I don't think he got it off in time. The officials were waving it. UF had no timeouts. And what a game here tonight between Sydney and Unitego Franklin. And UF just couldn't quite find their way. And Sydney pulls off the shocker.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give credit to Sydney. They came in, played hard. They shot the ball well. They had multiple kids step up and make some threes. They took care of the ball just a little bit better, I think, than Unitego Franklin did. And Unitego Franklin had some shots that I think they'd like back.
Yes, they had several close inside shots at the end that would not go down. It was just not their night tonight for UF. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the post-game show. Sydney boys upset Unitego Franklin 49-47 here in the MAC. We'll be back for the post-game show on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside the U, where the Sydney boys come in and take down Unitego Franklin 49-47. Here's our scoring summary. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight. A game-high 24 tonight for Connor Vandersommen, including 4 3-pointers for Sydney, 12 for Grady Loeffler, 5 for Deion Taylor, 3 for Devin Baker, 2 for Jesse Newell, and 2 for Aiden O'Connor. On the other side for Unitego Franklin, pretty balanced. 18 for Xander Johnson. He scores right around his average, so he did pull that off. So 18 for Xander, 11 for Braden Johnson, 9 for Reese James, 5 for Jacob Sargent, 4 for Rashad Keel. But just not enough in the end as Sydney finds a way. UF had the looks there at the end, Coach. It just they could not get it to go down.
Yeah, they did have the looks, and they'll look at the tape and maybe say, geez, you know, we should have took care of the ball a little better. If they take care of the ball a little better and make some shots, it's a different game. You've got to give Sydney credit, though. They did a good job. As we were sitting here waiting for the post game, I just kept thinking back to that shot at the end of the half, the bank.
Yeah.
And that
made a difference.
That's the difference.
Wow.
And that wasn't the shot that won the game, but, you know, those 3 points, that, you know.
That's the stuff coaches think about. Keeps you up at night, right?
Yeah. There are still games that I have dreamed, I should say nightmares about.
All right, let's do our three awards. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I'd like to go with Connor Vandersommen here tonight. Game-high 24 points. He was tremendous, made shots when they need him. Didn't score a ton down the stretch, but was the reason they were in the game.
Yeah, coming into the game, this is my first opportunity to see him play. I think he's a nice player. He's got a nice little shot from the perimeter. He's got some ball-handling skills. He does a good job of creating his own shot. Only a sophomore, so he has a bright future.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams here on WCDO. We're going to go with another Sydney athlete here. A couple of different choices, but I thought the 12 points from Grady Loeffler and some of his defense was key tonight here for Sydney. Did a little bit of everything. I mean, you could also go give it to somebody like Deion Taylor for his hustle down low. Dylan Easton was key at times, but we'll go with Grady. Those 12 points, did a little bit of everything and really hustled at times on some of the Unitego guards.
If I remember correctly, he had a couple big threes in the second half.
Yes.
from the left corner that were at a time where Unitego Franklin was kind of making a little bit of a push and a run. So not only did he do a good job defensively for the Dynamic Defense Award, but he also contributed on the offensive end. But he did a good job, played hard.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports here on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner, and we'd like to go with Xander Johnson tonight. A team-high 18 for UF, always in the thick of things, has the ball in his hands, and did everything he could tonight, just, you know, not his night, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think he did a good job of bringing his team back. I know that he's going to look back and wish he had some of those shot opportunities back. But I think they play again. Does the Mac boys, do they play each other twice?
So the girls have the two divisions. The boys do not. So I would have to look at the at the schedule to see if they play each other again. The way the Mac is always making changes. So unless I have the paper in front of me, sometimes I don't dare say.
That's all right.
Because it's crazy.
You have a lot of teams and leagues that you cover. I know how much stuff and work you do. So, but, you know, good effort tonight by both teams. We said it at the pregame rivalry game. You can throw out the records, throw out any of the statistics. You never know what's going to happen. And we certainly saw that tonight here at Unitego.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. A happy holidays to everybody out there. Coach, thanks for joining me. And I'm sure we'll be seeing you again soon.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
A big thank you to Jim Tomeo as well in our Main Street studios back in Sydney. Jim always does a great job. We'll be seeing him after break as well. Again, our final score here tonight, 49-47. Sydney boys get a Big Mac road win against Unitego Franklin. So have a great holiday out there, everybody. Stay tuned. After the holiday break, we have all those tournaments between Christmas and New Year's. So we'll be out there doing some coverage, whether it be on Twitter, on NateLull.com, or right here on WCDO. So happy holidays, everybody. Sydney gets the win going into the holiday break, 49-47 over Unitego Franklin. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Have a good night from WCDO Sports.
Local news 12 times every weekday. We're your news and information leader, WCDO.